Dear podcast listeners, warmly welcome to the Radical Broccoli podcast. We have just begun the fifth season of this podcast, and we're so grateful to have you as our audience. And if you are new, super warmly welcome. This is the Radical Broccoli podcast by me, Suzanne, and my sister, Annette. We are sisters, business partners, creators of the whole Radical Broccoli universe. And this season, we will focus on how you have the power to create anything. We will invite in inspiring guests who will highlight this topic in different, authentic, unique ways that will expand us, that will inspire us, and that will show us what is possible so that we can start living from our hearts, from our divinity, from our creator power, and from who we really, really are. And what we want to talk about in the podcast season, but also specifically in this episode, is how we are so unique, how to get in touch with the uniqueness of us and to create from that, to know who we are, to allow ourselves to be the full version of who we are, and to allow ourselves and the world to bring our gifts to the world, to really, really show up as our full selves. No shame, no nothing holding us back, no fear, going through the emotions and really being there, connecting with the world. Warmly welcome also to my co-host, Annette.
Hello, season 5, can you believe it?
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
I'm so excited. This vision for this podcast is so strong, and I know that it's gonna expand me a lot as well. Yes. And I just really want, like, the biggest intention is that after you've listened to this episode, you're gonna be with this feeling that your heart is just, oh, so big, so ready, and that you literally feel like you are exactly where you're supposed to be, and you have the power to do anything you want to, and to understand yourself in more ways than it did before you started listening. So it's a big intention, and I'm just so trusting that it will be delivered in the best possible way.
Yes, exactly. And that can be so many ways. It can be feeling of inspiration. It can be emotions coming up. It can be that we have triggered you. All of that is just great, because it shows that something is shifting in you. There is growth, there is movement, which there always is, but maybe you can embrace it and see it in a new light now from this day on. And also, of course, we always intend for you to not just consume information, not just listen and let it sink in, but also get ready to take action on the new way of being you.
Yeah, that's so important.
Because that's when the magic happens.
Yeah, that's when things actually change. Not just thinking about it, but acting from a new place of knowing.
Yeah, and I don't only mean huge changes like, okay, I'm going to move country, or I'm going to change my job or something like that, but also the small changes. Maybe it's a feeling of self-worth that you're integrating, and by that, a change could be that you're going to create better meals for yourself, like healthier food, or take more breaks, or do these small actions that show yourself and show the world how you feel about yourself and how you feel about everyone around you.
Yeah. And for today's episode, we want to share how this has shown up in our lives lately and why we were inspired to talk about just this. And we also want to share how we find it sometimes challenging, because it's not always easy to be human. I mean, if it was, then we wouldn't, you know, talk so much about the experience. But and we want to share some of our plans for the summer, what we are envisioning for ourselves and what we're creating. And I think it's kind of interesting, because I know some people who have 5-year, 10-year plans, but I feel like we sort of have these maybe 4 months increments in our lives where we sort of envision where we are, where we're going, sometimes 6 months. Yeah. And right now, for some reason, maybe it's because both of us just came back from Costa Rica, but now in the middle of May, it feels like one era ended and a new one is just beginning. It almost feels like a new year.
Yeah.
Which is funny. I mean, with the solar eclipse and everything, maybe it just really marks this brand new start that we have.
Yeah.
And it feels like it's just a new time to, yeah, to live and to integrate everything that we have been learning. And we have expanded so much in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Now wow. It's kind of like the grounding and implementing and action time. So yeah, we will share more about that too. But okay. First of all, Susie, how are you today?
I am really good. It's actually, yeah, it's a nice day. I just finished my second round of COVID. This time it was quite mild, but I want to share it because I always want to show up as my authentic self, nothing to hide. No shame, because I know there's a lot of shame around COVID or actually being sick in general. Like, we're not perfect humans, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we are not perfect humans because we are human. So if anyone is going through that, it's this feeling of like, oh, I thought COVID was over. And then, you know, being really late to some kind of trend in the society. but it's okay. I just moved into a new house also with my boyfriend, and I've had the possibility then to just get really settled and yeah, had to be in isolation period, but now I've tested negative. So I'm going to go out and meet people again. And I'm so excited for that.
Yeah.
So yeah. A lot of emotions also connected to moving to a new place. I mean, a new old place that I lived before, but starting up in a new community where I don't really know many people. I talked about this last year on the podcast also. It's the feeling of a new year, new spring, new everything that you just mentioned.
Yeah, and how does it feel to be there now and to be in a new place, not knowing that many people? Like, where do you even start?
I start with myself. Yet again, I was reminded that everything starts inside of me and that we are super magnetic if we want to be, and we can attract all the possibilities that we want. So at the same time, as I had this feeling like, kind of like this void, how to describe it? Just that it feels quite silent. I'm also seeing how I feel different types of emotions related to social life, friendships, and I'm not gonna say that it's not challenging, because it is. And as we've also talked about before, both you and me, we are very, very community oriented, people oriented. And having the right people around is really important for filling me up. But I can still always start with myself. And then from there, from really processing my own emotions and focusing on me, I know that I'm going to meet the most fantastic people, and I already know many. And I already have really fun plans with really, really nice people. So it's just going to be exciting to see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And yeah. How do you feel today?
I feel good. I'm super jet lagged still. It's day 3. But I finally slept through the entire night. So I'm like a new mom. But it felt But it's like, it's so strange because I feel so useless from like 8 o'clock in the morning until noon. And then I'm super overly tired. And then I wake up around six. So
yeah.
It's not been the most productive time, even though I have so much to do.
Yeah. I totally feel you. This was me last week.
Yeah. Wow. I'm excited for it to balance out a bit more.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it's so weird how your mood, like I wake up feeling like myself, super happy and just like, yay. And then suddenly I get super depressed.
Yeah.
But like, I'm like, whoa, this isn't mine. What is this? And I'm in Brussels and there's not a lot of, I mean, my mom lives in a beautiful place with a big garden, but generally it's not a lot of nature. Mm-hmm. And so it's hard to, like, coming from the jungle 8 months to concrete, and I'm like kind of losing. I lost a little bit, like, what is the purpose of life here? I'm like, how do you find meaning without nature? Like, I just completely had this whoa moment where I just didn't understand. What the purpose of people's life here was. And it had absolutely only thing to do with me, but it was just like, I felt like an alien almost walking down the street.
Like, yeah.
Not fitting in at all. And then I snap out of it and like, I'm having a really good time and just taking it easy. It's super nice to see family again. And yeah, of course I have to share everything about my journey home and with my dog.
Yes,
because it was the craziest manifestation period, which I mean the last month has just been pretty wild.
Yeah, we definitely have to get into that, but
yeah,
first also we'll do. I have to say it's very very fun to observe you and your energy levels these days, because I think it was yesterday or the day before I woke up around 8 or 7 and then to some messages from you where you had planned a whole season of podcasts. You had planned everything that we're going to do with Radical Broccoli throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. You had planned a lot of things for the shop. What else? There was so much stuff that you had just done during the night. So yeah, I just wanted to share that and say thank you.
That's it's what it's like inspiring. working with a projector. You get the monthly downloads and the vision.
It's so nice.
It's like everything just lands. And then, yeah, it's harder for me in the everyday life to work constantly. Yeah. But when I actually have these times of break and new inspiration, it's so wild how much I'm just, I woke up because I had so many ideas. I just had to write them down. And
during the night.
Yeah, that's how it is for me.
The struggles we've also had with projector generator work, just to mention that, is that sometimes in the day-to-day I get frustrated because I feel like, let's go, train is rolling and we need to keep moving, steady rhythm, and for you it's totally different.
Mm. Yeah, so it's super challenging because I'm used to working like a generator and I know that's like what's expected of everybody.
Yeah,
but I also know that doesn't bring out my genius.
No.
But it depletes me instead of me allowing myself to be good where I am good.
Yeah,
and it's a balance. It's not like I have this once a month I come up with something and then you work. Not like that at all.
No, of course not. And if you're wondering what projector and generator is, it's terms from human design. And human design is just a very fascinating way to learn about how your energy works. Mm. But also, regardless of any kind of system, it's just a big reminder that the more you get to know yourself, the more you can unblock the genius that is inside of you.
Yeah. Yes, it's like with anything. You can just learning to know certain things and don't religiously follow anything. I just use everything that resonates in the best way possible and try to experiment on myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same with meeting people. You meet a lot of people and you understand more of what you're actually looking for.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you this thing related to exactly what you're saying now. And it's about cosmic energies or astrology or, you know, moon, full moon, new moon, eclipses, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
How do you relate to that? And how do you incorporate that information in your own life?
That's a good question. Well, I mean, one example which basically shows how I roll with it. This weekend, I had this, if you listen to the last episode, you know, I had this journey home and everybody said it was impossible and so on. And then I just saw on Instagram and the side of my eye that, oh, it's Mercury retrograde and this dark full moon and eclipse and, you know, like the world is going crazy. And what I chose to do was just not read anything about it. I didn't take it in at all. I didn't take in the full moon. Only to my benefit. And I just really concentrated on allowing myself to have the best experience possible. I allowed myself to feel everything I needed to feel. I allowed myself I think my biggest block was allowing myself to have all of the good things that were coming to me. And so I really had to focus more on what was going on purely inside of me. And it went so smoothly. I mean, and I could have gone a different route, like, oh my God, it's Mercury retrograde. The ticket's going to be fucked up. The communication's going to be weird. Oh, you should never fly on a full moon. You know what I mean? You can twist and turn it in so many different ways that you need to. And other times I feel different. It can be like, I remember in November, and I'm very, like, what I do really feel is the different, the different stars were in of the month. For example, yeah. In November, Scorpio season, I really felt it. It was so much about this darkness and transformation, sexual energy. I really felt it. And in Aries season, wow, it was just like so quick, so much dancing, so much outgoingness. And then now in May, I really felt so much more grounded, so much more beautiful, you know? And so, yeah, I think it's a little bit give and take, but as with anything, and again, why we want to have this theme of the episode, I think that you have the power again to shape your reality and to be open to what you want to take in and what doesn't resonate with you right now.
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. What about you? How do you view it? And I mean, I love astrology. I think it's super fun. Like, I don't want to dismiss it or anything, but I also just, at the end of the day, we are more than that, I believe.
Yeah. Well, it's actually such a big question because it's about the whole universe. And then again, we are the universe.
Mm.
So it's, for me, it's a question of where I choose to put my power. Do I want to put my power on the face of the moon? Or do I want to see that I am the universe and, okay, I will change in cyclical ways, maybe even connected to the moon, but it's me changing.
Mm.
And it's me feeling all these emotions. And I think many times we give the power way too much of astrological things or cosmic things, and I think many, many times it's a big excuse to not feel what's going on, or to actually not allow ourselves to feel joy and happiness. Because there's always something going on in the universe. It's a constant. So
yeah.
I decided a few years ago, or maybe even 1 year ago, I actually remember where I was. I was in Cascais in Portugal, and I was wondering this big question about astrology and about moon phases and about signs and all of these things. Like, is it really true? And should I really focus on it? And then I just decided that, and even human design or all these concepts, tarot, I decided then and there that I'm going to use everything that resonates for me to my own benefit, whether that is an astrological season that brings up a specific topic. I can choose to use that to get to know myself better, or to process certain emotions, or to really set a firm intention and focus for a time period. Or I can choose that that's not my focus right now. And both are equally amazing, because you put yourself in the position of the decision and the power and the consciousness.
Yeah.
So that's what I always come back to is that. And I also, like you, two nights ago, yesterday night, when we had this powerful full moon, I actually physically felt it in my body, and I don't always do that, but I was like buzzing all night. I couldn't sleep until 2 a.m. So I got up and I looked in the Magic of Eye astro planner of the topics of this full moon, and I wrote down everything I want to let go, which is a beautiful cycle that I love to follow around the full moon.
Yeah, for sure.
And it creates this little ritual. So I do absolutely use it, but I use it for my own benefit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to be sounding ignorant, because moon, stars, I mean, we're not born in a vacuum.
No.
we're born into energy, and our bodies are so connected with just like the weather, like our body, our water, everything changes with how nature is as well.
Yeah,
and we're 70% water, and so of course the moon affects us. You can see it when you're surfing. It's like around full moon, the tides become so extreme, and on the full moon, it's almost like electrical in the water. It's completely different.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying, I don't want to sound like I'm ignorant about it or anything like that. That's not what I mean. But also, like you say, you know, don't use it as yet another excuse to be like, oh, it's not going to be a good day today, so I'm not going to have a good day today.
Yeah.
Or example, yeah, or like, oh no, I wanted to launch my business, but right now it's Mercury retrograde, so I should wait. It's like, no, don't wait. That is really, if you're being totally honest, just another excuse. So, yeah.
And maybe also some people feel more connected to these things and some people don't. And again, get to know yourself, get to know how you work, how you flow, where are you using excuses? Where are you using things to really boost yourself and put it into your greatness? And at the same time, as we respect that, wow, we live in a massive universe full of planets and stars and beings and a lot of other people, we're still really, really huge ourselves.
Yeah. And I've also had some painful lessons where, you know, I used to be super open to anything spiritual, like any reader, any tarot reader, even, you know, sometimes I connect to, let's just call it the other world. And I just had no boundaries, no energetic boundaries.
Yeah, wow.
And I thought just because someone was maybe psychic or spiritual or even dead, that they like were purely like, oh yeah, of course, then you must be pure good, and I can allow anybody into my space.
Yeah.
And I really had to learn the hard way that that is not actually how it works. Like, we have to have just as good boundaries and be just as picky about who we let into our soul, even in the spiritual world, or especially in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I used to think I could. Yeah. So that's also really important to say. Be really picky about who you choose to read you and to be allowed to communicate with you. And yeah, you can set your own boundaries. Like, I'm currently working on that as well. Had some people just really show me that I lacked boundaries. So that's also a lesson that I think is very important. Because again, it's like, it was just another way that I gave away my power. I sort of validated everybody else's knowledge and opinion of like who I am and what I was supposed to do over myself and what I actually felt and thought. And that's also really interesting.
Yeah, and sometimes it's so fun to actually intentionally choose to book a reading with someone that we resonate with and to learn a lot about ourselves in that way. But we can also choose to not just be open to other people just checking in on how we are energetically.
Yeah.
And I had, as you say, I think we both had a lot of lessons on this lately, but last week I just got this random message where someone just like shared with me that they intuitively felt this way about me. With some help from our mentor, he really highlighted how, okay, you can choose to be open to these kind of other people's just intuitive hits, but we also don't know, number one, where they get their information from, number two, what their intention is, and number three, if it's going to serve us.
Yeah.
And it served me, you know, in the bigger way of showing me, okay, I did not have energetic boundaries. My energy field was open for her to just come in. And now I'm like, okay, thank you for that. Because now I have decided that I'm not open to people just jumping in my field. And just sharing their intuitive messages with me. And if I choose to do that, I will ask.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's exactly. Next level of maturity, I feel like.
Yeah, it's just, again, a new way of learning your to know yourself and where you kind of give away some power and where it's open. And that's sort of the way that we grow. It's not good, it's not bad, it's just is.
It's gross. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fully agree. And I think it would be fun to have a whole episode on how we kind of relate to the whole world of energy. I know many people are connected to spirits and to people on the other side or to animals or to things like that. And it would be really, really fun to go deeper into that and also to learn from experts about actually setting boundaries and healthy ways of connecting and all that jazz.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We are so excited to share with you more of the other things we are building outside of this podcast. And that is our beautiful membership and the Radical Broccoli Shop. And a lot has happened since we started. I'll talk about the membership first. We are such a beautiful group of people from all over, mostly from Norway, also from Europe. And every single month we have four sessions together, two with guests that we invite in to talk about different topics that we just are really curious about and really know will help us to evolve and to feel good. And two sessions are with me and Suzanne, where we have one that we call Heart to Heart, where each month we choose a topic that we really feel passionate about. And the last few months, we have talked a lot about money and abundance. And now we're going to talk a lot about body confidence, how to connect to the body, how to feel good in our bodies, and how important it is to know that this magnetism and radiance really comes from inside, not from how we think we look or how society thinks we should look or anything like this. And it's just amazing to see what happens when, you know, we get this switch. I think my favorite thing about having this membership is all the connections, where I know so many beautiful people and really new friendships and new connections. We had a beautiful meetup in Oslo, where Suzanne had 20 of the members on a sauna, floating sauna, and we're gonna create so much more of this in the future. So if you are curious about, you know, spirituality, self-development, growth, and you really, I think a common thing is that you haven't maybe that many people to discuss it with, and you really want to share and you want to learn, you want to grow, and you know there's more out there, and you know that you're meant to have this fantastic life, this is your group. This is for you. And I don't believe in coincidences. Everybody's there for a really, really good reason. And we are just so warmly welcoming you to join us and create with us and chat with us and just see the shifts that happen. For new members, we also have discount codes in the shop, and we have a lot of new things happening in addition to these four sessions. We have embodiment dance that Suzanne is offering, and which is really like this beautiful emotional release, and we have a lot more in store that is coming for us. And the other thing I wanted to share with you today, dear podcast listener, is about the Radical Broccoli Shop. So we created this shop because we wanted you to have this experience, this moment, this second of time where you just relax and appreciate and fall into gratitude. And I envision the customers who buy the gold milk, the Anima Mundi powders, the candles, the journals. I really envision you all sitting down and taking these moments for yourself where you just feel elevated and you can feel the energy of the product, which really we choose what we think is the best of the best. And in these moments, I hope that you feel, you know, that you are the one. You're the one you've been waiting for. Not to get super cliche, but, you know, that's really what I envision. And that's how I use the product. And that is what we wanted to create this store. Another, of course, important factor in the Radical Broccoli Shop is the sustainable aspect of it. We want everything to be ethically produced. It's so important for us because I truly believe that the world needs it. We need more people being conscious of what they use, what they put on their face, what they put in their hair. And this will just be so much better for nature. And I know all of you listening already care so much and know this, but we also want to make it very available for you, because in the jungle of things, it can be hard to find things that work. And as you know, Susan and me have done research for 5 years. We're pretty, what can I say? We're getting pretty good at it. And right now we have some beautiful skincare bundles that we just made and launched in our shop. And they are consistent of things that we know will make your skin glow from the inside out. And all products are naturally made, no bullshit in them. They're just really, really highly vibrational, super beautiful products. And we really know that you're gonna love them. So thank you for taking the time to listen. And I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. So much love.
But okay, now we are so ready to hear the homecoming journey and how it's related to manifestation. And we've had, I would say, hundreds of like questions and comments when you shared a bit on Instagram about your travels. So let's share it from a perspective of people who don't know what happened.
Okay. So about 1.5 months ago, or no, in the end of March, I went to the vet and said, I'm going to bring my dog home in the end of April. What do I need? Can you help me with export papers? And she looked at me and like, I'm really sorry, but I have bad news for you. You have to wait 3 months before you can leave the country if you don't get an exemption, because you have to have this test. And I just remember, I didn't like react. I was just like, yeah, okay. And then...
And you were in Costa Rica, traveling to Europe, yes, just to make it clear.
I was in Costa Rica, and I knew that I had to go home by mid-May, because we had some family stuff and some work-related things, and I had also been gone for 8 months, so it was time to go home and see everybody. And then time went by, and I kind of worked a lot with this going home, and I just felt like it was energetic. Something inside me was blocking my own home journey.
Mm.
And I've shared this a lot of times, but I mean, we work with our incredible mentor, Heath, and I also work with Helena on finding these deeper programs. And so like with the help of both of them, I kind of understood that there would be a possibility. So they helped me to, you know, not close down and be like, oh, you know, you can be like, oh, that's impossible, because everybody told me it's impossible.
Yeah.
And then I had this really powerful session with Helena, where I almost threw up and cried in the session, because it was such a deep, deep, deep wound that I had that was wanting me to stay far away from Europe.
Mm.
And after that, it was just like a new portal in my life opened, and I could really receive love in a whole new way.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really fascinating. And so...
Can I add?
Sorry?
Can I add that you were asked out on like 5 dates? Maybe even more.
Yeah.
It was so fascinating from after that. I remember that. And I didn't even know that you had the session. And I don't know, still don't know the topic, because it's... Of course, some things are really private, but I saw the results and it was so fascinating.
And yeah, but and then I some things happened in Santa Teresa, and I felt like it was time to go. And I felt like I needed more energy in order to create this opportunity for myself to go home.
Mm.
And that's
how does that
why I
feel?
Went to... So for me then, it just felt like I didn't reach a point where I felt deeply relaxed so I could create like surplus energy.
Yeah.
You know, some places you relax, some places you don't, and just could like it too much had happened there. So I just needed a change of scenery, basically. It's just an intuitive feeling. It really is. I don't know how to explain it in a better way, but sometimes you're just like, you need to get to have go to another place to get more perspective.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's as I said in the last episode, like Nassar was super nice, and I booked this amazing hotel and like really just went all in on myself.
Yeah, so you went from Santa Teresa, where you've been living for months, and then a few hours north to Nosara.
Yeah. completely different vibe. And then still, like, it was like, you know, 10th of May, and then time was approaching, and my goal was to go home the 13th of May. And still, it was a little bit in standstill. And then, you know, again, I was like, okay, what is the worst feeling about staying here? And then I had to, like, sit with that, accept it. And then, boom, another level of receiving love. The vet in Brussels suddenly was super open, and I got so much more help. And suddenly people were so open to, you know, understanding my situation. Like, I can't leave a blind dog behind.
Mm.
And it was just like, you know, from one minute to the next, like, suddenly it was just open.
Yeah.
And literally, I trusted. I booked my ticket, even though I still didn't have the papers. I booked my ticket on the 13th, Friday the 13th.
Mercury in retrograde. Eclipse season, full moon coming up.
And every day that week, it was like, I was fully in trust, and boom, I dipped. I went really into anxiety. I had such panic. Every day I had to sit with myself and, like, transform it. Oh, it was like a marathon. And I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to have a period of not having anxiety, because it's so exhausting.
Yeah.
But it was, like, honestly, so transformative. Like, I just really learned how to be with every single emotion that I had. And in the end, it wasn't that big of a deal, because I just knew that I would transform it anyway, whatever came up.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's massive.
That's huge. And I still could feel, I think it was Wednesday, and I was leaving Friday, that, you know, oh my God, is it gonna happen? Is it not? And then I had to be okay with, like, okay, you know what, if I don't fly, it's not that big of a deal. It's like 6,000 kroners, not that big of a deal, honestly.
And your birthday.
My birthday, it's okay. Like, I'll find something. I can go up to Santa Teresa for a day. I mean, I can, you know, it's like, I will be okay with whatever. I will be fine. And then the panic came again, and I cried, and I was like, oh, I feel it. And then transform it again, sit with it. It was like, and then when I released all of that, like, I don't know how to describe this, but I got a message from three people at the exact same time. Like, this is how I know this is not a coincidence. The exact same minutes, I got three different messages of three different things I was, like, manifesting coming in at the exact same time. And one of them was the papers from the vet that I've been waiting for 1.5 months finally came.
Wow.
And the other one was that, with those papers, I got an exemption letter, meaning that I could fly and I didn't have to wait 1.5 months. And the third one, that will be a surprise.
Will we ever know, or is it?
We'll see. But
I'll note it here and bring it up next episode.
But I just wanted to share, like, how insane it was, like, at the exact same time.
Yeah,
and sure. So Friday morning came, and I traveled, came to the airport, had my nerves, like, now I just felt, okay, everything is going to be okay. And again, like I said, you know, Mercury retrograde, blah, blah. No, after everything I'd been through emotionally, that was nothing. And yeah, then I checked in, and they said, you know, oh, just wait here. You don't have the export papers? Okay. And so I had to wait an hour, and then they were like, okay, no worries, safe travels. I was like, oh my God, I did it. And I had, like, a happy dance over to security. And I went through security, and then they said, yeah, show the export papers to the man over here. I was like, here's my papers. And he said, no, this is not your papers, or this is not like the right document. I was like, no, I have an exemption. And he said, no, you can't travel. And then he took my passport and he told me to sit over there. And I was checked in, like, you know, I almost celebrated that I was going home. And in that second while I was sitting there, and I could feel like, oh no, the panic is coming back. Okay, I have to like breathe through. In that minute, Helena texted me and it was like 1 o'clock in Norway or something. But she just had this, like, I don't know, she just said, I had this intuition to text you. Like, what are you doing? What's up? How's it going? And I told her what had happened. And she said, okay, what's the worst feeling about it? And the worst feeling was that I'm not allowed to be happy. Like, I'm not allowed to, it's like, I can't have so much good things happening. I'm not allowed to be happy. And so I sat there and I just accepted it over and over again. And then they came back to me and he said, like, sorry, you can't travel. So what are you going to do? Or do you want to, with your dog, do you want to go on the plane or do you want to leave her behind? And I was like, no, that's not a, I have the papers, I'm going. Like, I didn't feel any risk. I was just like, so sure. And then he said, okay, let me ask again. And then they came back 5 minutes later and said, have a safe travel. So much drama that I created. Yeah. And then, you know, it was like on the plane, Ronja slept for 11 hours, no stress. Next plane, nobody even asked me. I came to Brussels, they didn't even ask me anything.
No.
And here I am. So it was just, I think, the most wild way that I've ever seen how powerful we are and that we can truly shift anything, even when we think it's impossible.
Wow. Even when it's government stuff that we're so programmed to take as the truth.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have everything on my, like, legal side. It's not, like, anything like that, but still, yeah.
No, but I mean, it just shows very, very deep programming.
Yeah, exactly.
And it also shows all these stories that are passed on by people who don't realize how powerful they are, or who maybe, yeah, sometimes we go some... these things happen and then we think it's the truth and we think that limitations are very, very real, and then we pass that on in stories to other people, how difficult it is to travel with a dog, for example. It's a very good example.
Yeah, exactly.
Or how difficult things are, and that becomes just conversational topics that we pass on with such limitations programming.
Yeah.
So we have to also be aware of what we believe that other people say and only take what serves you. Just don't just chat along with stuff you don't believe.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So it's, yeah.
It's a big, big, big learning.
Big learning. And I mean, it feels very like private, but I want to share it just like as an example.
It's an amazing example. And even though you didn't share the deepest stuff of what the exact programming was, we really understand. And I think everyone can resonate with that feeling of not fully allowing joy.
Yeah, and it really showed me like the only thing that is stopping us is ourselves and what we allow in. And I mean, I coach so many amazing, beautiful women, and that's also what I'm teaching them. It's not about like getting, it's about allowing.
Yeah.
Allowing it in. And it sounds so vague. It's like, oh yeah, I will just sit here and allow. <You know>? Like, no, it's not exactly like that. It's like you work through your shit and you cry and you scream and you understand what wounded you, and then you understand that you chose it on some level, and then you understand that you can create something new.
Yeah.
And then you have to do that cycle so many times, and then you have to accept it and forgive and cry again. And then, you know, boom, you allow. And boom, you see how powerful you are.
Yeah, and it's incredible to see the results of our coaching clients also when they really go work through the stuff instead of just surface level go through life and don't, without understanding what's keeping us from being really happy or really content or really alive or really inspired.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And for ourselves, of course.
Yeah, for sure. And now I'm like waiting to go to Portugal. I'm going on Friday.
Yeah.
Which is, again, like a whole new chapter. And I'm so excited. I'm also having a lot of fears coming up that, again, I have to work through and understand. And then again, remind myself, like you said last episode, that you can actually choose what you want to create.
Yeah.
And I think the most important part now is not going back in time and sort of making the past the future.
Yeah.
But allowing for something completely new and remembering how much I've changed because I'm so not the same that I was 1 year ago. But still, we can be triggered and we can go through things and we have to learn to set new boundaries and to understand, like, you know, where do we, how do we approach certain situations and things like this?
Yeah.
From a level of having healthy boundaries and a high level of self-worth, knowing like what you accept of things and what you don't.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool about traveling and moving and living life this way, because it's really not stagnant. There's always movement and always expansion.
Yeah. Like it always is, but maybe it feels like it on an even more heightened level. I think. I'm so excited for you to come to Portugal. I'm so ready to create a new chapter, to really work together in person, to bring to life all the plans that we have. And as always, the things that we bring in is kind of a reflection of the things that are going on inside. So if we're not happy with it, we can change it.
Yeah. So
and bring back the focus on you. That's always what I say. And when you also shared with me your worries about moving or coming to Portugal and all those things, I just reminded you that just focus on what you want to experience.
Yeah.
Don't let every fear and everything drift off and create that as a reality. Just bring back the focus. Write the story that you want to experience and take aligned action on that.
Yeah, exactly.
And see and show yourself and build confidence by taking that action.
Yeah. So what are you excited for this summer?
Oh, so many things. Wow. I am excited for, I just see this vision of this beautiful light in the summer. The sun, when it gets up early in the morning, and also throughout the day when it's bright and really warming. And really feeling that warmth all the way to the core of my body. To enjoying going to the beach, the ocean. I don't have huge expectations for surfing, to be honest.
No.
Because it's summertime. So in Europe, the waves will be smaller and it can be windy this season. But in the end of summer and in fall, it gets amazing. So I'm very excited for that part.
Yeah.
But we'll always find something.
Yeah.
It's good for longboarding or like bigger boards, smaller waves. And there are always places you can go and explore.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to meet a lot of new people. To have fun experiences, to connect with the community here, to, I know that there aren't so many cool things going on. There's like girls doing a lot of activities, skating, surfing together, gardening, growing vegetables in these community gardens. There's so many conscious events, dancing, cacao ceremonies, spiritual things. There's just this whole world to explore. And of course, Radical Broccoli, what we are going to create in our work.
Yeah.
That's always so fun. That feeling when you wake up in the morning with excitement for the day. That's something I want to cultivate throughout the summer. And I don't take it for granted.
No. I think we've both been through so much this last year that we're just very humble.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. And I just have to say, you know, being in Belgium. So the last time I was here was in March, 1 year ago.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to me how much has happened in 1 year.
Yeah, wow.
Can you believe it?
I feel like a different person.
We were so exhausted when we were here. We were not feeling well. We had just sold the apartment. We were still in sleepers, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Our company was a little bit all over the place. We were going to Portugal. Grandmother was like almost dying.
Yeah, well, it was a big soup.
That was such a period. And it was very gray and beige.
Yeah, and I think I didn't realize how much the whole pandemic period really affected me. I think I was a little bit in denial.
Yeah.
Because when I look back at, I often scroll through photos or videos from a certain time period, and that whole period had this feeling of really kind of sad because of the lack of connection physically with other people. And but we were always so positive. We were like, let's just create new opportunities, which was great because that kept us going through the whole time. But I think I also maybe didn't process everything until March when we came to Portugal. And actually when grandma died, it just opened up this big portal to really grieve.
Oh, I was pretty miserable, so I grieved a lot.
Yeah,
I was not positive in that period, but yeah,
I think, yeah, I mean, I probably don't remember the whole thing clearly, but that's just the feeling that came up when I looked through the photos now.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah,
and just to think that, like, in 1 year, then we moved to Portugal, we got out of a company that wasn't aligned. We said bye to all our business partner that wasn't aligned. We just launched a new book. We every single day just like got more and more out of this like family strings attached kind of energy, more and more into ourselves. We worked so much on the relationship between us. Like it was, we had so many fights. Oh my God.
Wow.
Because we were so incredibly, what's it called?
Attached. Codependent.
Codependent. And so
and
it
we
was
were
like
so
this,
tired of it.
And we're, it was like this lightning between us. Like, and oh my God, we did such an effort and we had no idea what the outcome was. Like we just did it. We just trusted, but it looked so dark.
Yeah.
And then spring came, it got better. And then summer came and suddenly we felt so amazing. Radical Courage, wow. The course, part one, everything was aligned. And boom, our house in Portugal was sold. Which for me, I felt created the opportunity to go to Costa Rica. And then, you know, life changed so much. I went, I had the best time of my life. And boom, suddenly I got sick. I experienced that for 4 months. But at the same time, having an amazing time. And you were in Costa Rica for 4 months of your life, being so expanded, like having such fun community, dancing. just really like, I feel like if I saw my soul from the inside from March last year to now, it's like full of flowers. And last year was so great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
it
then
just blossomed
to,
from the inside and then really out.
Yeah, and then to see now we're back here and a new cycle in Portugal is starting, and I'm like, whoa, what the hell to expect? I have no idea, but yeah, it's just like I just thought a lot about it, that I was back here, and I felt that it was, it's like really when you look backwards in time, that's when you see how the dots connect, and now I understand, you know, why, if, for example, last summer I did not go to Norway because it wasn't aligned, and now I'm like, wow, I really understand that it was not, and that I needed so much time away to really find like who I really am before I'm ready to take that on again. It's been up leveling for like with a rocket speed.
And that doesn't only bring pleasant experiences, to be honest.
Oh no. No. No, no.
This but we chose this on a soul level, and it feels so right. It feels so aligned doing the work that we do, sharing in the way that we do, creating community in the way that we do, connecting with people on such an intimate level that we do. And it just fills me up with energy. I mean, it literally bubbles in my chest, out in my arms when I think and feel about it.
And what I'm most proud of is how we've turned Radical Broccoli around from feeling like something that we did not 100% for us, but now it feels so, everything we offer is just so from the heart, like the membership, the shop, this podcast, the people that we choose to have partnerships with now.
Yeah.
Like before I would have, you know, there were things with that we did that was like, oh, I don't want to do it, but let's do it. And now I don't ever have that feeling anymore. And it's just, I think we have to appreciate that as well.
Do we change the whole business? It's
the
different.
It's so different.
It grew up, I think.
Yeah.
And I have to mention in that whole process how important the work on the feminine energy has been.
Yeah.
And a powerful teacher within that work is Sofia Sundari, that we have had on this podcast as a guest, and we took her courses and really integrated that work, and that also helped really for the up-leveling and shift. So if you're feeling connected to what we're saying now, go check that out, because I recommend that also to my to every woman who really wants to connect deeper. We have to really connect with our feminine side. And to our wombs, to our boobs, to our yonis, to all our parts, to our huge heart that maybe we just move along, just like almost not like women at all for such a long time as I did. Very, very masculine energy. Very, very much of a doer, fixer, go-getter. Kind of forcey, until I realized like, wow, this power is bigger than all of that, and I can be so relaxed while doing it and enjoy so much and really, really create from this amazing place inside. And also seeing you doing this work, we haven't been doing it together, but kind of like parallel. Wow, it's been massive.
Yeah, it's literally when you understand like magnetism.
Yeah, and the difference between feminine and masculine energy. So more about that actually in Radical Courage, the ebook.
Yeah, a lot about it, and we'll probably have our own episode on it as well in the season. Next week we will already introduce our first guest.
Yes,
who's such an inspiring person.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, me too. I know you will love it.
Yeah.
So what are the main takeaways you want you listening to have after this episode?
Me?
Yeah.
I would like to invite the listeners to check in with themselves. Where are they not allowing themselves the full experience of life and joy, and acting out of fear to hinder that in maybe subconscious ways?
Mm. Wow, that hit me. I'm still doing it. Thank you.
Maybe this was for you. I think it's for all of us. It's so deep. It's from our ancestors, from every TV show, from everything we've learned from parents, grandparents. It's very, very deep. We can change and we can create something new.
Mm-hmm.
And we're allowed to be happy.
Yeah.
And it's not dangerous. And what about you?
I want you listening to know that whatever you're going through right now that feels so hard and impossible and like excruciating, maybe it's not so hard right now, but maybe it was yesterday, that you will and you can get through anything.
Yeah.
And already, if you can, in this moment, look at how what it's trying to teach you.
Mm.
Try to see it from a higher perspective and why you have asked for this situation. And try it already now to just scan through your body and see where you're holding the tightness. If you can release it and just know that no matter what the outcome is, you will be okay.
Yeah.
And yeah.
That's a relief.
Mm.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening to this very first episode of season 5. This was very honest. I almost have a little bit, what's it called? Vulnerability hangover already. But
you don't need to.
No.
That's for sure.
Yeah. And I really am super grateful that you tuned in, that you're listening, that you support us. And we just want to keep on giving anything that lifts you up. And we would love for you to come join our membership.
Yes.
It is such a beautiful space. If this podcast interests you, you are going to absolutely love it, because it allows you to really, every single week, dive deeper. And of course, it goes faster when you allow yourself to do that. Because you keep your energy high and you remember all the time, and you'll be reminded what you're capable of. And if it resonates with you, just do it. Seriously, you don't know how much can happen in 1 year when you just say yes to yourself.
Mm. And it's actually, and if you wanna go, meeting us online every week.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Not only us, but our really amazing members as well.
And teachers.
I love this group. They are so ready for life, curious, open, wanting to grow, wanting to learn, and they're just friendly, and so many friendships have been created already, and it's just the best community. It's very, very inclusive.
Yeah,
to anyone. And most importantly, everybody can be exactly who they are. There's no need to be anything else.
No.
You don't need a certain dress or, you know.
Yeah, you do.
And then, of course, if you want to go even deeper, we have coaching. Now we're full, but just reach out to us. We always want to know your story. We always talk before we sign anybody, because we want to know that you're 100% committed.
And that it's a match. It's very
that it's a match.
Mm. Yeah, and I have received some fun messages that someone feels really ready to join the membership over the course of the summer, because then they can really, really focus and go all in. And if that's you, come and join us.
Yeah. And we also always invite you to come check out our shop, which also is just filled with products that will help you feel amazing from the inside out. Things that we're so proud of. I use everything we have every single day. This morning I made a smoothie with collagen booster and moringa and Shisandra rose, and I just felt like my body just said thank you, thank you, thank you.
I have my office covered with the Radical Broccoli shop products, and it's so amazing. I had cacao and my oats this morning, and then I used a room spray, and then I lighted some incense, which are next to my crystals, and then I use my journal, Magic of Eye, and my astro planner, and you know, keeps going through the day.
That's basically everything we love.
Yeah.
And with that, thank you, sister. Let's wrap it up. And I'm excited for next week. I'm excited for this season. And if you like this episode, we'd love for you to share it. We love to see you listening to it on your walks or in your car or cleaning. And also
on Instagram at Radical Broccoli.
It makes our day. Thank you, and see you next week.
See you next week. Much love.
Bye.